Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hi, everyone. This is Helena Hart. Welcome to the Master Your Magnetism podcast, where I help you shift your vibe and radiate self-love so you'll naturally attract the life and relationship you've always wanted. Today, I'm talking with Chelsea Rose again, my good friend and fellow coach. She's a love and success coach for women who helps women fall madly in love and become wildly successful in all areas of their life. So welcome, Chelsea. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Anytime, I always love our conversations, and we have a great topic for everyone today. We've been hearing from so many women who are feeling frustrated in their love lives because the men who want to pursue and commit to them are not the men they're attracted to. And then there's typically one or two men that they're actually feeling chemistry with, and those guys are not really offering them the commitment they want, or they're not pursuing them consistently. I'm sure you hear that as well, Chelsea. I hear that all the time.
Oh my gosh, I think this is really the number one issue that women share with me that they're having before they join my programs. This is the reason why they find me and hire me. So I've got a lot to say on this. I'm so excited that we're talking about it today.
Same here. I know we've both personally experienced this, and I'd say that's probably the number one reason why women come and find my podcast or watch my videos on YouTube. The men they attract are not the men they're attracted to. And of course, the other side of that is the men that they are attracted to aren't really committing. They're kind of hot and cold or inconsistent. So I know you have 3 points that you wanted to share with everyone here today if they're in that situation. But is there anything you want to say before we get started?
Yes, I do have 3 points. And the first thing I just wanted to say is if you're in this place right now in your love life, I know, Helena, you just mentioned it, but I want you to know that I deeply relate to what that feels like. And that was pretty much my entire love life up until when I met my husband and got together with him. I was always drawn to the unavailable men. And, you know, once in a blue moon, a man who wanted commitment would pursue me, but I would never have any physical attraction with him. So I feel your pain. I just wanted to start with that I feel your pain and also share that surprisingly, you can turn this around really quickly. And so I'm excited to dive into these points that I have today.
Absolutely. I can't wait to hear everything you have to say on this topic. I don't know what these points are myself, but I always learn a thing or two every time we do an episode together. I also know that you have a brand new free masterclass that you wanted to share for women in my community. So let's talk about that for a second. And that will be the first link in the show notes or episode details. And I know it's brand new. So even if you've joined free masterclasses from Chelsea in the past, I would definitely sign up for this one.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you for mentioning that. Yes, it's called the Date Like a Queen to Call in Your King free masterclass. And, you know, I share my story. I share and guide you through the exact steps that I took to turn this around myself. And it was like within a couple months, Greg and I got together and were married a few months after that. So I walk you through the steps that I took that had me go from being drawn to these unavailable men to literally finding my soulmate who was ready to give me everything I've always wanted. And so I walk you through that and I'll talk more about it later at the end. There's a few other really exciting things I share in there. And I'm just so excited to support you guys on that topic. So definitely check it out.
Amazing. So like I mentioned, that's the first link in the show notes. Just scroll down. If you're listening on Spotify, you might need to click see more and sign up for that while it's still being offered for free. I'm so excited to share that with all the ladies here. So let's dive in, Chelsea. What's the first point that you wanted to share here today?
Yes. So if you've had this as a pattern in your life, to me, that points to the fact that there's inner work that gets to happen, right? There's something inside of you that is still operating from a place of not being fully available yourself for the commitment that you really want. And the beautiful part about that is you have full control over that, right? You can shift internally to become a full energetic match for the commitment and the devotion that you're looking for with the man that you actually are attracted to. Like, you really can have it all. And so the first step is about getting brutally honest with yourself about really what you want, right? So if there's a man in your life and you're attracted to him and he's not pursuing you, it doesn't really seem like he wants something serious, you have to stop. And before you try to have a conversation with him about it or make any actual changes, we can't skip this first step, which is about becoming clear in yourself about what you're here for and what you really want. And another way that I like to say this is it's about claiming your desire. So claiming your desire for commitment, you know, and we're not just here to have a fling. We're not just here to have some like magical ride with this guy who's hot and cold and have some emotional connection without the follow through or physical connection without the consistency. So it's about getting brutally honest with yourself about what you're ready for and becoming unavailable for anything less. So this first step is a little bit less tangible, but I didn't want to go into any of the other steps until we addressed this, because I know for me, like, this is what happened. I literally told my friend, this was back in 2014. I told my friend, I remember just sitting on my bed, and she was my roommate and my good friend. And I said, you know, I want the next guy that I date to be the man that I marry. And I just said it and I claimed it. I know, Helena, I've told this story to you many times before. And I, you know, some people listening might've heard me say this, but I didn't realize in that moment how powerful that was. And it wasn't just the fact that I said it. It was the fact that I 100% meant it. And within a month or two, Greg and I got together and we've been together ever since. And we just celebrated our wedding anniversary on March 16th. And so we've been together for almost 9 years now. So that's really the first step. It's get brutally honest with yourself, you know, and become unavailable internally for a relationship that doesn't have every single thing you want.
I love it. That is so powerful. I'm so happy to be starting with this one. And this was hard for me, actually. For a long time, I was actually really afraid to fully even say that that's something I wanted, because I think deep down, I didn't know if it was possible to have a relationship where I could have everything I wanted, the passion and chemistry. And even more importantly for me was the safety and the reliability. I think part of me didn't really think or believe that I could have all of that in one person, but it is so possible. Do you hear from people as well who think that maybe they have to settle for the boring guy who's really consistent and dependable? Like, they think it's an either or thing, right?
Yes, yes, exactly. Thank you for sharing that. It's so relatable. And I think that it's two things often. It's the belief that they can't have it. And then kind of a sneaky underlying fear beneath that is maybe I'm not worthy of it. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe everyone listening here, when you think of the dream guy that you're physically attracted to and you imagine that guy proposing to you and being your dream husband, usually there's an upper limit that you bump up against when you fantasize about that. And that's what I want to draw our awareness to today. And, you know, I'm always about taking the gentle approach and knowing that our healing, it's okay that we heal in layers and it takes a little bit of time sometimes, but it also does not have to take a very long time. It's like, it is tapping into faith, you know, and believing that if it can happen for her, it can happen for me. You know, she's not inherently more desirable. She's not inherently more worthy or more capable or It's not because she lives in a big city that it was easier for her to find him. Like, there's so many, I know we've talked about that. Like, women will say, well, I live in a small town, so it'll never happen for me. You know, like, we come up with all of these reasons why it's harder for us. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, if the desire is there and you truly claim it internally, which is what this first step is all about, there's a power in that that overcomes obstacles. You know, it overcomes any kind of circumstance that might be going on in your life. And it makes you a magnet for that love that you want. And that's why it can happen quickly from that place.
I'm so glad you brought that up. A million things are coming to me right now. I feel like I want to do so many more episodes with you just on this. Those beliefs are so important. I just have so many examples I want to share with you. And I love what you said too about people have these stories like, well, it can't happen for me because of where I live or what age I'm at or the weight I'm at or my living situation or work situation. I just have to say, I received an email yesterday from a woman who's been listening to my podcast, and she's 73 years old, was stuck on an unavailable guy who wasn't fully committing to her. After, I think, a couple years of just being stuck on him, she finally had the courage to walk away. And she actually met another guy who was age appropriate. They've been in a relationship now for 15 months. She said both of us would say it's the most exceptional relationship that they've ever been in. And so it can happen for you. It really, really can. Doesn't matter how old you are, what you look like, where you live. I could just talk forever about this, Chelsea. I'd love to do another episode on this topic about your beliefs. It's so interesting. Anytime I post a quote on Instagram or Facebook or my community tab on my YouTube channel, I posted one the other day that said, imagine a man who doesn't stop trying after he has you. And it's interesting to see the comments on a post like that. Some people will say, I have a man like that, or my daughter's dating a guy like that, or my parents have that kind of relationship. And some people say that's just a fantasy. It's not possible. I think someone shared it with the hashtag rare. They shared it and said hashtag rare, you know, and I was thinking, I mean, I get that, you know, if that's all you've experienced, that those guys are really rare, they're hard to find. Maybe you could get one for a little while, but they don't stick around. I mean, I've had all of those beliefs too in my past, but I was thinking, how about hashtag these guys are out there, right?
Yeah.
It's just interesting to see the beliefs of people. And of course, we've had all of those ourselves. So I love what you said. You can turn this around really, really quickly. And I'd love to hear the second point you wanted to share here. I know I could just talk forever about this first one.
I love that we started with this one and that it landed.
Yeah, definitely.
So the second step that I have for us today is you get to be honest with him. So if there is this man in your life that's unavailable and you're attracted to him, maybe you're in a situationship or you've been kind of casually dating someone, it's time to be honest with that man about what you're looking for. Be honest with him about what your vision is for your love life. And if you aren't hooked on one particular man right now, but just in general, you're dating and you're finding that this has been a pattern for you of like the men you attract, you know, you're either not physically attracted to them or you're attracted to them, but they're not available. This second step is about being honest with men that you're dating around what it is you're looking for, right? So you're telling men as you go on dates, like what your vision is for your love life. And you're asking them, so what are you looking for in your love life right now? You know, and you're just having these open, transparent conversations so that you, neither one of you waste your time, right? And you can claim your energy again and call your energy back and just be more discerning with who you invest your time with.
It's so important. I mean, I can't tell you how many women I hear from who are stuck on a man who flat out told her right from the beginning that they're not ready for a relationship. They're not really looking for something serious, and they got attached and they fell for him anyway. So I think it's super important to watch the guy's actions, right? Because just because he says he's looking for a relationship doesn't necessarily mean that you're the person he's going to prioritize building a future with. But of course, if a guy flat out tells you he's not looking for that, or he dodges that question or dances around it, then that would definitely be a big red flag. Do you hear from people who get stuck on a guy who flat out told her they're just friends, yes, or they're not looking for something serious right from the beginning.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And then I know you and I have talked about this, but then usually these women have like a really overdeveloped or strong masculine energy about them. So they channel their masculine energy towards trying to get this guy to change his mind slash fall for her slash commit to her. And it's great that you guys have so much energy, but it doesn't serve you to channel it in that way. And it really can be so much easier. That's why we started with step one. That's a huge part of it. But when you're just transparent from the get-go and you believe what he says and you believe his actions, you put yourself on a different playing field, right? You put yourself in a different energetic plane where now you're operating as a woman who is truly available for an available man. When you're willing to have these conversations upfront, right away, before spending a ton of time with someone, before spending hours texting this guy or hours on dates with him or before hooking up with him, any of those things, right? You have the courage to have this conversation. And it's not from a place of being like really, really attached to his answer. The beautiful thing is you have this conversation way before any attachment has even occurred. So it's easy to be in your magnetism. It's easy to be laid back and leaned back and just casual about, hey, so what are you looking for in your love life? You know? And well, I'm looking for my soulmate, you know, forever partnership. I'm excited to find the one. I'm excited to build a life with someone. That's what I'm looking for, you know? And it's just so neutral, so unattached, and you're so genuine and authentic when you express what it is you're looking for. And to the right guy, that's going to be super attractive, you know? And I can't tell you too. So the other situation that happens so often, I can't tell you how often I hear this, is women are in a situationship where they've been dating someone for a while now, and they're super interested in him. They're already really attached and they haven't had this conversation yet.
I was just going to ask you about that. You read my mind. Yeah.
No official commitment has been made. They assume this guy's not talking to anyone else. They don't know for sure. They've spent all this time on this guy. They've invested all this energy and they have no idea what this guy's actually available for or looking for in his love life or in his life in general for that matter. And I want you guys to recognize, like I did that too. You know, a lot of us have all done that. So I'm not judging anyone here. But at the heart of my work and my message, it's about inspiring you guys to raise your self-worth, right? And to command more from life and from men, like command more for yourself. So it's about really seeing yourself as this woman whose energy and time is too precious to waste. You know, and no one can make us make that decision. We can inspire you to, we can invite you to, but you have to step into that energy. You have to start seeing yourself as worthy. And I know you and I have talked about this before, but I always love to say the fastest way to increase your self-worth is to start acting like a woman with high self-worth. So that's what this is all about.
I was just going to say that. It sounds like this is the action of someone who fully believes and is embodying this first point that we talked about, claiming that desire, knowing it's possible for you. This would be acting according to that belief or that knowing, right? I think it's so perfect. I love what you said too, that if you're not attached to the outcome or the result, you can say anything and it's an incredibly magnetic place to come from. It's not like, and I want this with you secretly deep down. They're thinking like, so, are you up for that? Are we going to do this or not? Right? That would be like an urgency or a repelling sort of energy. And this is the total opposite of that. You're just going to draw the right person in. I don't know if I've ever told you this, Chelsea, but my husband and I have talked before about the fact that he had said later on, I think maybe after we had gotten engaged or married or something, that when we had had this conversation, maybe within the first month or two of when we first started dating, he had said that at first I thought, oh, is this like a little too early to be talking about this? I don't know. But then looking back, he was so glad that we had those conversations when we did, because just like you said, we weren't quite as attached to the outcome. If we had waited even just a few more weeks, it would have been much more of a high stakes conversation, because we would have been that much more invested, that much more attached to each other. And so I think it's really important to have these conversations conversations early. Not that it has to be some serious sit-down conversation, right? But just really lighthearted. You can be open and transparent because you're not attached to the outcome. And if that's not what this guy is looking for, that's okay. But this is who I am. I'm an open, transparent person. I know I can have what I want. So yes, I'm going to be okay in sharing this no matter what happens. I think that's so magnetic and just so important.
I love that. It's so cute to hear these amazing men kind of reflect back on, like, just hearing Tom's experience. It's so cool, you know, because I know for everyone listening, it can feel so edgy to embody what we're saying. It's so counterculture to what we've been taught or even subconsciously taught growing up. Ooh, like, be secretive. Don't tell a guy you're looking for commitment. You're going to scare all guys away. It's so sad, the kind of BS we've been sold, but it's so inspiring to hear those stories. And so thanks for sharing that. It's, I think, really encouraging for everyone. This is well received. It's well received by the right guys. They're going to be grateful that you followed these steps.
Definitely. I completely agree. Is there anything else you want to say on this one, or should we move into number three now?
I'm ready for number three. So this third step is really about, you know, this is kind of a little bit of tough love here. It's all kind of tough love today, but it's really about being willing to walk away, right? Mm. So if you do step two, maybe you've been involved with him. Maybe you've even been physically intimate with this guy and you're totally hooked and you're totally invested at this point. Step three is really about freeing yourself from that situation as quickly as possible and truly being willing to walk away. And in a way, this step can happen before step two. They're not in a particular order here because sometimes in order to have the conversation, you need to embody step three first before you find out from this guy that you've been in a kind of a situationship with, before you find out that he's not looking for commitment, you have to kind of muster up the courage to walk away if he does indeed say that, you know, in the conversation. So this third step is really having the courage to take that follow through step of ending the situationship, ending that dynamic and no longer dating that guy. You know, if you find out from his words or his actions, I love how you always say both, Helena. If you find out from his words and his actions that he's not available for what you really want, absolutely being willing to walk away and never from this place of, oh, you know, I'm going to manipulate him into chasing me if I walk away. However, I know I've told this story before. I have so many of them, but there's this one client story that is so inspiring to me surrounding this. She was in a long-term situationship with a man that she was really in love with. He was in love with her too, but he was not in a place in his life where he could give her the commitment she wanted, just plain and simple. And she knew it for a very long time. She kept it going. And finally she put an end to it. And we started working together around the time she had the courage to finally end it. And she starts dating other guys, really, really fully letting him go, putting herself out there, you know, embodying everything we're talking about on these dates with these new guys, like asking them, what are they looking for? Putting on her dating profile, I'm looking for a committed relationship with my lifelong partner, you know? And she's having the best time dating. She starts attracting all of these great guys that she didn't even know existed because she was so fixated on that one guy. And lo and behold, a few months later, this guy that she was in a situationship with, who she was deeply in love with, comes back and tells her, like, I've missed you so much. I've been thinking a lot. I'm ready to fully devote to this relationship. Will you have me back? Like, will you take me back? They got back together and they're in a completely new type of relationship and they're super happy and they've moved in together and things are unfolding really beautifully for them. And she did not know that that was what was going to happen. But I genuinely believe that it would not have ever happened if she didn't walk away, because the walking away was her embodying that boundary and that standard and being fully devoted to her own vision over being devoted to a guy who couldn't give her what she wanted, you know? And so sometimes the man that you walk away with has a coming to Jesus moment. It does happen. It's rare, but it does happen. And I tell this story because I know for the women listening who are really hooked on that one guy right now, usually the reason they avoid doing step two is because they're afraid they're not going to have the answer that they want. But also they think that if they just wait a little longer, he'll finally be ready. Mm-hmm. I know you know this so well, Helena.
Yeah.
I've helped so many women with that. And what I'm saying is the sooner that you can just speak up and share what you want and then leave if he can't give it to you, that's the only way it could ever be what you really want it to be. We don't get out of not doing that. So I hope that that step is making sense.
It's so true. I'm so glad you shared that story. I've definitely seen that as well. Like you said, it is rare. Typically, if a guy's not committing and being consistent all on his own, he's not the right one. But it could absolutely be that a woman isn't holding that high standard for herself. And I think the number one pattern women need to turn around in their love life is waiting for a guy, right?
Yes.
And making excuses for him and buying into his excuses. I could just talk forever about that. I know we recorded an episode. Actually, I believe it was the last episode we recorded together.
Yeah.
It was called How to Have the Courage to Leave a Situationship so you can have the relationship you really want. That was a live broadcast and it was so good. I always send people over to that podcast episode. So that was just the last one that Chelsea and I recorded together. If you want to just scroll down, we talked really in depth on that. And I think it's super important. And the relationship can come back together if he's willing to rise to that standard and meet those needs of yours, but nothing's ever going to happen if you're just waiting for him. I can guarantee you that. We'd hate for you to come back in a year or two or five.
Right.
I've seen women stay stuck on men who really aren't committing for 10 plus years. And that's just time wasted. And those type of men are just never going to commit. You either have to walk away for that to happen, or ideally walk away and attract someone who's just ready from the beginning, right? And so we talked about both of those scenarios in that last episode. Speaking of that, we are going to be doing another live broadcast together on May 19th, I believe, right? At 5:00 p.m. Eastern time. So I'll include information on how to join that. Yes, we love connecting with my audience. That'll be great if you're in a situation like this, right?
Yes, totally. I'm so excited for that. Being live and getting to connect with you guys live is like so much fun. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Definitely. Yeah, me too. Is there anything else you want to say on this third point? I think just being willing to walk away is so important. Not that you even have to say anything, or I love what you said. It's not about telling a guy that you're willing to walk away in order to try to make him step up or make him chase you or make him commit, but you're doing it because you are holding to that vision. Something I say all the time is your desire for a really great committed relationship is higher on your priority list than just being with this one guy and you'll kind of take him however you can get him, right?
Oh my gosh, I love that. And the other point I wanted to make here too is if this man does not rise to meet your standard, I promise you, you will attract a man way better, literally beyond what you can even imagine right now. Those are the only two scenarios we're available for, and that Helena and I see happen for the women who genuinely embody these steps and do this work to become a magnet for available men that they're actually attracted to. When you do the work, you're either going to inspire that guy who you've been in a situationship with to rise to the new standard, or you attract someone who is beyond what you could even imagine right now. Way better for you than the guy who couldn't commit. And this kind of comes full circle back to this whole idea of faith and self-worth. You know, you get to activate your faith again here with this step and knowing that it's like, so long as you're settling this dream relationship, whether it's with that guy or another guy, cannot enter your life. And so by being willing to kind of leap into the unknown, which is absolutely how it feels in the moment, you're leaping off this cliff, you're going into the dark abyss. Like by being willing to do that, you're rewarded, you know, and that's faith. Like that's what faith activates. So I think that's
true.
A beautiful kind of final point for us today.
I love it. Yeah, it can be really scary, like you said, stepping into the unknown, but it's so worth it because staying in the situation you're in right now is not going to lead to what you want if it's not happening already. So I love everything you shared today, Chelsea. Like I said, we could just do several episodes on all of these points. Do you want to recap these three really quick? And then I'd love to talk one more time about your brand new free masterclass that you're offering.
Yes, sounds great. So the first point today was around claiming your desire. So getting honest with yourself about what you genuinely want in your love life. So that's the commitment with the physical attraction. You get to have it all. So becoming unavailable for anything less than that. That is step one. And step two is getting honest with the men that you're dating. And whether that's a man that you're in a situationship with, or just as you're dating and you're on the apps, being transparent and upfront with these guys about what you're looking for in your love life before you get invested. That's step two. Mm-hmm. And step three is being willing to walk away from a man who can't give you what you want.
I just think these are so important no matter where you are in your love life, even if you're completely single, right? And you're just looking to start off on the right foot. I think those first mm-hmm. two steps especially will be really helpful if you're in that situation. And then that third step, of course, if you've been dealing with a guy or talking to a guy for months and months and months or even years, and you're not getting that commitment that you want, I think it's so important to be willing to walk away. And that's another sign that you're acting according to that belief that we talked about in the first step. So this was all so powerful, Chelsea. And I'd love to talk again about your free masterclass. And it's brand new and free for a limited time for women in my community. Is there anything else you want to say on that?
I'm so excited about it. So if today's topic resonated with you, then this is going to be perfect for you. It's called Date Like a Queen to Call in Your King. And the queen archetype is all about having these really high standards and strong boundaries as you date. And inside the masterclass, we go super deep into really removing whatever is keeping you from being a magnet for the man who's not only available for commitment, but he's also someone that you have a lot of chemistry with. And so we do really deep inner work together in this masterclass. And so I'm very proud of it because it is free for this time. And I know that you guys are going to love it. And so inside this masterclass, I take you on this step-by-step journey to really turning on your magnetism so that you're no longer wasting time with the guys who don't meet everything that you're looking for. And you're truly, truly a magnet for the available men that are ready for commitment, who you have chemistry with on all levels.
Perfect. So like I said before, that'll be the first link in the show notes. Just scroll down and click that first link. You might have to click see more if you're listening on Spotify. And I highly recommend any free masterclass Chelsea has going on. I know I've shared them with my community in the past. They're packed with such deep inner work and really in-depth tools that you can start implementing right away to start turning things around very quickly in your love life. And a lot of these tools work in all areas of your life. So yeah. I'm just so happy to be able to offer this totally 100% free to the women in my community. Thank you so much for that. And is there anything else you want to say before we close out?
No, this was so fun. Thank you so much for having me. I loved everything that we talked about today. And I'm so excited to support you guys in the masterclass if you feel called to jump into that as well.
Amazing. I would love to have you on again soon. I'm really looking forward to our live broadcast on May 19th coming up in just a couple months. So I'll include information on how people can join that as well. That's also completely free. Thank you so much again, Chelsea. This was great. I can't wait to do another episode with you again soon.
Me too. Thank you so much.
And for everyone listening, make sure you're following my podcast so you don't miss any new episodes. I have new episodes coming out every single week. And feel free to leave me a rating or write me a review. If you're listening on Spotify, you can leave a rating at the top of my podcast homepage. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you can just scroll down to the bottom of my podcast homepage. That would help me out a lot if these episodes have been helpful for you. Thanks again for listening, everyone. And Chelsea, thank you so much. I can't wait to talk with you again soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
If you're tired of struggling in your love life and you want a proven system to get into and maintain a relationship where you're consistently loved, valued, and cherished, go to forever1234.com. Again, that's forever1234.com.